We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So a lot of Falcons news today, Randy. A lot of Falcons news this week. Grady Jarrett gets his contract on Monday. Deion Jones gets his contract yesterday. We'll get back into that coming up in a few minutes. And, you know, the implications across the board as to what that means and also hopefully what happens next with Julio Jones. But we've been spending about 10 to 15 minutes every single day, starting last Monday, leading up until tomorrow, counting down what we think are the 10 biggest Falcons storylines headed into training camp, which starts on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Training camp on Monday. We'll be there at Flowery Branch for 10 to 2. I know John and Hugh will be out there as well. We'll be out there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Yes, and Thursday.
And then there's no training camp on Friday. But right. So we're out there 4 days next week. Looking forward to it. Can't wait. But we've counted all the way down to number two, and I think storyline number two is number two, Matt Ryan. Now, you heard Matt Ryan throw a touchdown pass there to Mohamed Sanu in the Bengals game. Matt Ryan threw a handful of touchdown passes last year. Matt Ryan had a really nice year last year, in a year where his offensive line couldn't protect him, and he didn't have a run game. Well, they invested pretty heavily in the offensive line in the offseason.
They did.
And Devontae Freeman is, by all accounts, healthy and going to be counted on to be Devontae Freeman again.
Better be.
I mean, just if those things happen close to what they're supposed to be, and Matt Ryan is Matt Ryan, I mean, Matt Ryan should be a legitimate MVP candidate in 2019, shouldn't he?
I said this. I wrote this down when we were doing show prep and everything. I said this is exactly what I wrote down. Matt Ryan is a every year MVP caliber quarterback right now. Every year he can be in the MVP hunt. And I mean, last year you look at how many times he got hit.
Yep.
How many times he got sacked?
42 sacks.
The pressure up in his face.
108 hits.
The pressure that was in his face. I mean, Matt had he got beat up a little bit last year, but at the same time, he was the same old consistent self as far as putting up yards, passing, limited interception, limited the turnovers. And then you went out and you go and upgrade around that. Because we talk about Grady, we talk about Deion, we talk about Julio contract. He's the most important person in his franchise.
Yes.
Okay, he's number two is the most important person in his franchise. And where he goes, as he goes, they go. And what I mean by that is if he has another great year surrounded by all those parts you just said, the Falcons should be able to contend for a Super Bowl this year. And that's what I'm anticipating. I'm anticipating that these rookies, that Lindstrom will be right there starting at the right guard. Hopefully that Tyson Brother does not have to start 16 games because you're in trouble if that happens. And all these guys play well and D. Free stays healthy. Because I heard John Fricke when he said this the other day, and he's absolutely correct, what's the backup plan if something happens to Free? You had Coleman before.
Yeah.
Which I like. I think Ito's a nice player. I like Allison. Loved him at Pitt and everything, but he's a green rook.
The backup plan is a giant question mark.
Yeah.
Like before the backup plan, and you know what's unfortunate is the backup plan before Tevin Coleman felt like a safe backup plan. Even that wasn't a good plan. You saw that last year. Yeah. Now the offensive line had something to do with it, but I think Devontae Freeman does a lot more with a bad offensive line than a lot of other guys do, Tevin Coleman included.
He can make
people
miss.
Tevin Coleman was the backup plan last year. He was a starter for 14 weeks. I mean, I think Tevin Coleman and a lot of other Tevin Coleman supporters, and I like Tevin Coleman. I think he's a fine player, but we got a glimpse of what he was last year when he got a chance to be the lead guy for 14 weeks. I would have bet you if at the beginning of the year last year, if Tevin Coleman had been told, you're going to be the starter for 14 weeks this year and get a chance to show what you look like as the bell cow.
Right.
He would have thought that coming offseason,
right,
he would have got paid like crazy.
Because I thought he was going to get paid more.
Well, you saw what the market was like for Tevin Coleman.
And then here's the thing. You remember when Tev came in, he was the running back. He was started and he got hurt. And then Freeman took over and he didn't get that job back. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest question mark is what if something does happen to Free? You know, then who's going to be that guy? And I don't anticipate anything happening for. I think he's going to have a typical Devontae Freeman type year.
I hope so.
1,100 yards rushing, double digit touchdowns, 400 or 500 yards receiving. I think he's going to have a good year.
Sign me up.
I think he's going to have a good
year. If we can get 1,500 all purpose yards between rushing and receiving, double digit touchdowns between rushing and receiving, and like most of the games, I mean, obviously we want 16 games, but 14, 15, 16 starts from Devontae, and he's healthy going into the playoffs. I'll take that right now. Yeah. You put that in front of me, I'll sign that right now.
I just really think this team is going to be really good.
I do too.
I think they are.
I do too. And I think a big part of that is Matt Ryan. Now, we also know that with Matt Ryan comes other stuff, comes narratives and baggage and issues, not just nationally, and that's a part of it, but also here too. Like, there's still, for whatever reason, question marks. Like, people aren't convinced. I don't know why. What would he have to do?
Got to win a Super Bowl.
That's it, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. They win a Super Bowl, some people just, I guess, are never going to be convinced, and that's fine. But you do that. You put a ring on the finger. Then I think once these conversations in the offseason are happening, and next summer, Randy, when you and I are in list season and we're having to count down all these things, it seems like Matt Ryan probably has a chance to be closer to the top of a lot of those lists if he gets that championship. Yeah, I think that's the only difference right now between the respect that he doesn't get and the respect that he deserves in terms of those national conversations.
I mean, there it is. It's not about national because people around the league know how good he is. You can say you can bring your list or whatever. Everybody knows that Matt Ryan is a top-flight quarterback.
Everybody meaning who?
The experts. Majority of the NFL players, other coaches that coach against him, defensive coordinators who got a game plan for him on Sunday.
Players and coaches, then the people that probably really matter most to you are know what's going on.
Some people still think Michael Vick is better than Matt Ryan. Come on, man.
I know that.
I mean, you got to end that discussion. That's not even close. Mike was great. I know. He was great here.
Yeah.
He was, but come on, man.
No, that one's.
Come on, man.
But again, like that still comes up sometimes.
Come on, man.
So hopefully this is the season that ends all of that as well, because that would just, you know, again, that would mean probably a championship. That would probably be what what he would need to do in order to make that discussion go away. I mean, it's gone for me. It never even really was since I've been here, but it is for some people, and that's fine, whatever. It's up to you to grade quarterbacks how you want to grade them. But I mean, you could admit, Randy, look, I understand all the players and coaches might know, and some of the guys who you value in terms of people that cover the NFL know, but there's still people out there that talk about Matt as not one of those guys.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Never got it, but okay. It's not clutch. Technically, what are you talking about, clutch? I mean, all right, no problem. I'll leave it alone, man. It is what it is.
But it doesn't have to be, and that's the thing. And that's, to me, what this season can be. Based on what they've put around him, what he is already, if he just has a Matt Ryan-ish season, mm-hmm. like he's been the last couple of years with all the stuff that's around him.
They'll be fine.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it. They're going to be fine. But that goes back to the same discussion we've been having. They're banking on it, everybody being healthy, because you didn't go make a lot of major upgrades on the defensive side of football. So you're anticipating that everybody's going to be healthy, which we know that's not going to happen. But as long as there's no major injuries like there were last year, you'll be all right.
What do you think Matt Ryan's state of mind is coming into this season? Well, I'm not going to use the word pressure because there's always pressure if you're a franchise quarterback.
We know what it is.
What is it?
And we've heard it all over clip after clip this offseason, Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan thinks about championship.
Yep.
All right. He knows what it is. He knows what is missing from his great career. And I do mean great career so far. He knows what's missing, that ring. And he's trying to get it. And I would love to see it. You're talking about another parade down Peachtree?
We're doing a lot of parade planning.
Why not?
We should be.
Yeah. Why not? You look at the squads in Atlanta, they got it. I mean, except for the Hawks. But hey, they're going to be fun.
They got a nice, fun young core.
Yeah, they're going to be fun.
Speaking of that, Jabari Parker is going to join us in the 12 o'clock hour, by the way, at 12:20. One of the newest members of the Hawks. We'll talk to Jabari Parker coming up. Chris Goforth going to join us in 15 minutes as well. The final day of SEC Media Days and our exclusive coverage.
Exclusive.
Live from Hoover, Alabama, coming up in 15 minutes with Chris Goforth. But no, I'm with you. Like, the Matt Ryan conversation is always just kind of funny, and I think it's funny to both of us because it's ridiculous. Like, the idea that there's a ton more that really needs to be done that he can't do. The only thing that needs to be done with Matt Ryan is just continue being the same and keep playing.
Yep.
Just look at what he's done over the last in his career in general. Fastest quarterback to 40,000 yards. Only quarterback in the last 8 seasons to have the amount of yards and touchdowns per season that he's put up. MVP a couple years ago. Last year almost passed for 5. Look, we know all of this stuff.
Matt's going to do what he did, all right? Let's just call it what it is. Okay. Matt's going to do what number 2 does.
Okay.
All right. That's not anything I'm worried about.
It's probably the least of my worries.
It is.
Of all of the things.
Everything on this squad right now, Matt
Ryan.
That's
such a luxury to have. And we've had it for however long coming into seasons with the Falcons, is you get to go into the year and just say, all right, so I know what I'm getting from number 11 on the outside for the most part, pretty much. As long as he stays healthy, we're going to get this from him. The quarterback situation's taken care of. You're going to get maybe 4,000 yards and probably 35 touchdowns, 4,500 yards, 35 touchdowns. That's pretty good. We could just chalk that one up.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's it. We've gotten to the point where you take that so for granted that people underrate the guy and talk about him as if he's not one of those guys because he does it so consistently every single year.
And he's consistent.
And he is. He's going to do it again.
And he's also going to get his, you know, get the plays called by a guy he's familiar with. A guy he's familiar with, a reputable, put old OC, not saying anything wrong about the last guy that was in there. Well,
but I mean, he wasn't reputable.
But he is.
And there's a reason that when he left, he didn't get another opportunity in the NFL.
He got a chance to go to Alabama.
Back where he was before he came here, which is fine. I mean, it's a good job at Alabama, no doubt. Steve Sarkisian probably do a nice job at Alabama. But that was always a questionable hire when it happened. It was curious the entire time it was
really
going on.
It really was.
And that's going to be one of those ones we look back on five, 10 years from now and like, just scratch our heads.
Like, damn, you followed up.
Why'd that happen?
You followed up Kyle Shanahan with Sark.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
I just
Why did that? Anyway, but now that's over and that's good. And now you've got Dirk Koetter, who had a really good offense last year with a quarterback who was inaccurate.
Yeah.
And now you've got a quarterback who's historically accurate and a lot of weapons around him. I'm with you. I just it's a big story because it's the quarterback.
Right.
But it's such an obvious to us at least what you know you're going to get from him that it's nice to be able to go into the season and just say, "All right, good. We're good there.
We're good.
What else needs to get taken care of?"
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.